Gisele Bündchen breaks down in tears over her divorce in a new interview. Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millepied have finalized their divorce, and Erica Jane and her personal trainer are fueling romance rumors. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix. Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, Gisele Bündchen got emotional when talking about her divorce from Tom Brady in a new interview with Robin Roberts. The former Victoria's Secret angel appeared on Good Morning America this week and grew emotional when asked about her personal life and her divorce from Tom Brady, which was finalized in October 2022. Gisele opted to take a moment she needed to hit pause on the interview to sort of regain her emotions as she teared up while recalling her divorce from the NFL legend.
How are you?
Well, when you say... Sorry, guys. I didn't know. Can I have a little moment?
The couple, who shares two children together, are co-parenting Vivian and Benjamin, and Gisele candidly told the anchor,
I think, you know, there's easier days than others, and I can only control what I do.
However, when she was asked about her budding romance with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente, Gisele refused to engage. Instead, she said she wanted to keep her personal life private, but she did say, albeit rather cryptically, where my heart is now is where I am right now. I'm living my truth and I'm not apologizing for it. In other words, she said absolutely nothing. While she may have said nothing, pictures obviously have spoken thousands of words as she and Joaquin were caught packing on the PDA in Miami. Up next, Natalie Portman and her ex-husband have already finalized their divorce. Now, in what could only be described as one of the most secretive divorces in Hollywood, the former couple have already wrapped up proceedings without anybody knowing about it until now. Natalie quietly filed for divorce in France from the famed choreographer and settled the divorce last month. Page Six broke the news over the summer that Benjamin Millepied allegedly had an affair with a much younger climate activist named Camille Etienne. Following the alleged affair news, we were told that he was trying so hard to get the Black Swan actress to forgive him. However, it was unclear how well those efforts worked out until now. While Natalie never directly engaged with the rumors swirling about her marriage, she did spark speculation that the pair had separated because in an interview a couple of months ago, she said that she had been living in Paris with her two kids but failed to mention her husband. However, her publicist confirmed to People magazine that the pair's marriage is totally over, the divorce proceedings have been wrapped up, and she's moving on from her life. And now it's time for the Joy of Six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Erica Jane is just having fun with her personal trainer, Keith Hodges, a source exclusively tells Page Six. While the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star is still going through her divorce from Tom Girardi, we're told that she's been having some fun with her personal trainer, Keith Hodges. A source exclusively tells Page Six that she's not looking for anything serious right now, and she objectively does not have a boyfriend. The pair, who are just, you know, dating around, have been spotted coming and going from her personal abode in Los Angeles. There have been multiple occasions in which Hodges has been seen, and at one point was seen seemingly dropping off food and goods from Target, or Target for us regular folk, during certain points from his visits. We're told the hunky fitness pro who founded Mind and Muscle Coaching was last seen at her place on Tuesday, where he was dressed in a casual ensemble that showed off his ripped physique. Her divorce from Tom Girardi, who is dealing with dementia issues and is going through a slew of legal woes, has been kind of in limbo for months now, even though she filed for divorce from the 84-year-old in November 2020. I mean, it has almost been 4 years, and this divorce is still not wrapped up. While he goes through his legal woes in which he's lost his license to practice law, he's in a conservatorship and also has been accused of embezzling funds from a class action lawsuit, Erica has resumed living life on her own, performing again, and of course, telling all on the Bravo reality show. Meanwhile, of course, Erica has denied any knowledge of her estranged husband's wrongdoing and denied any involvement whatsoever while expressing empathy for the victims of his alleged embezzlement scheme. And that's it for your We Hear Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.